Welcome. My name is Andrew Barron, and this is Well, It Depends, a podcast where I address financial decisions that can't be answered with a simple yes or no. This episode of Well, It Depends will continue our Career Blueprint series, where we discuss some of the goals, challenges, and trade-offs that different professions exhibit over a career. Today, we're talking about high-end finance roles. But before we begin, a short disclaimer. This is being recorded on August 7th, 2025. The contents of this podcast are strictly for informational purposes only, and nothing said should be taken as investment, tax, or legal advice. It is important to consult with a professional before making any financial decisions, as the strategies discussed may not be suitable for you specifically. Getting into it. Today, we're talking about high-paying finance jobs. These include roles like investment banking analysts and associates, private equity professionals, and hedge fund analysts and managers. If your job involves modeling companies in Excel until midnight, flying out clients for pitches, or managing massive pools of capital in the hopes of beating the market, this episode is for you. Why do people choose this career? The short answer, money. These roles are some of the very highest paying jobs available to people in their 20s and 30s. A first-year investment banking analyst can earn $200,000, and top private equity and hedge fund professionals can clear $500,000 by their early 30s. At the top, millions. But it comes at a price. Think about 80-hour work weeks, brutal deadlines, limited personal time, and often a cutthroat culture. There's prestige, but there's also pressure. And very few people stay in these roles for a full 30 or 40-year career. That's the key difference. This career path often burns hot and fast. Many exit by their late 30s or early 40s, whether by choice or not. Let's break it down. Early career, 20s to perhaps early 30s. Compensation will be in mid to low six figures, but the workload will be extremely high with often 80 to 100-hour work weeks. The savings potential is enormous, but the lifestyle of inflation is real. Some common moves are getting your MBA, promotion to associate or senior analyst, or a lateral move to private equity or hedge funds. This is the grind phase. You have the income to build serious wealth early, but only if you don't spend it all trying to cope with the stress. Some are able to save half their income, but others burn out quickly. Mid-career, 30s and 40s. Compensation can be $500,000 to millions, especially for top performers. Roles will be VP, principal, and partner track. Burnout risk spikes here. Many choose to exit for family office roles, corporate finance, or retire early. This is often a make or break moment. Either you take the leap to true leadership or pivot for a more sustainable life. Late career, 50s and 60s. Very few remain. Some become managing directors or partners and stay till 60 plus, but many exit by 45, having accumulated enough to retire outright. Let's look at two examples. Example one, Alex the Max Saver. Alex joins an investment bank at 22, making 200K. He saves half his income investing aggressively. At 27, he joins a private equity firm, making $500,000. And by 35, he's accumulated over $2 million in investments. Burned out, he steps away from the industry and takes a job at a university endowment, making $150K. Thanks to his early saving, he's financially independent by age 45. The lesson here is high income can lead to early freedom, but only if you don't fall into the trap of matching your lifestyle to your paycheck. Example two, Pat the Prestige Chaser. Pat follows the classic path of top school, Ivy job, and then a top MBA. She joins a hedge fund making $500,000 by her early 30s. She buys a Manhattan condo, drives a luxury car, and vacations in Europe. At 40, she's let go during a fund downsizing. With no runway and high expenses, she scrambles to reinvent herself, eventually finding work at a fintech startup making far less. The lesson here is prestige doesn't guarantee security, and you need to plan like this job won't last forever, because it probably won't. Key levers for financial jobs. Save aggressively early. Target 30% or more if possible. Avoid lifestyle inflation since this career may not last long. It's important to build an emergency account to give you the ability to pivot, and also consider keeping your skills sharp and contacts warm in case you need to network. Have a plan for your 40s since this job may be a 15-year career path, not a 40-year. To recap, so how should a finance professional save? Well, it depends. It depends on how long you plan to stay in the field, how much you save while you're in it, and how you handle the eventual pivot. This career offers extraordinary income, but it may also be extraordinarily short. Don't plan for a 40-year runway, plan for 15, and then make it count.
Thanks for watching. If you found this video helpful, give it a thumbs up and hit that subscribe button so you don't miss future updates. Looking for more insights like this? Head over to our website at jgua.com for additional resources. And if you'd like to talk about your personal financial goals, we'd love to help. Just click the Schedule a Meeting button highlighted on your screen to book your complimentary consultation. Thanks again for joining us. We'll see you in the next video.